This podcast brought to you by Harvey Norman. Shop with confidence on technology and entertainment, online, mobile, in store.
Now, you mentioned at the start of the show there that the 4K is coming to some of the gaming consoles, particularly
yes.
Microsoft.
They had the E3 Expo in Los Angeles during the week. This is one of my favorite expos. I don't go there often anymore, but I used to go there, and they've got all the big video game companies launching, announcing their stuff. So Xbox announced the Xbox One S. It's 40% smaller than the original console, but it's supporting 4K or ultra-high definition content, and that's its key feature. So it will play back 4K content through streaming services and also 4K ultra-high definition Blu-ray discs,
right,
which we've talked about here on the show, and
the
amazing experience you're going to have if you've got one of those 4K TVs. So it's going to sell in Australia for $550. It's going to be available in August, so not yet. You can't run out and buy it, but mark your calendars, August. It's going to come out, and that will be just before PlayStation brings out their virtual reality system in September.
So, I tell you, it's going to be interesting whether PlayStation and others follow suit, because to me, I no longer, and haven't had for years, a Blu-ray player and a gaming console.
Mm.
I figure I only need one. Well, likewise, if you want to go into this new realm of 4K...
The Xbox One S is going to do both, yeah.
There we go. More on life and technology on the way in just a moment.
This podcast brought to you by Harvey Norman. Shop with confidence on technology and entertainment, online, mobile, in store.